Services are set for Saturday for Dr. Karen Trujillo, and you have a nice tribute in this week's issue.
Yeah, I reached out, before I came to the Bulletin, I worked at the county for many years, and one of the commissioners that I served with was Gilbert Apodaca, who is Dr. Trujillo's father. And so I reached out to him, and I said, we've all seen that same wonderful photograph of the headshot, but I was wondering if you could send me a couple more. And the family reacted right away, and we've got two photos that we used. One is on the cover. It shows Dr. Trujillo standing by the river. She just radiates positivity and confidence, and that photo I just thought was really cool. As I said, we used that as the cover, as a tribute to her, and then to give our readers one more opportunity to look into her eyes before Saturday's services. The second photo is on page 5, accompanying her full-page obituary.
All right, and you mentioned Doñana County, and there is a lawsuit pending by one detention center employee over the mandate for a COVID vaccine. What can you tell us?
Well, that's right. One of those employees, apparently in January, the county manager sent out a mandate saying you have to get the vaccine if you're in certain positions, detention center officers are one, or you can be terminated. And so this employee has filed a federal lawsuit against that mandate and against the county manager. And an issue is whether a vaccination mandate can be enforced while the vaccination cocktail itself has not received full FDA approval. It's for emergency use only. It hasn't gone through the complete review process. And in the lawsuit, the employee contends he should not face termination for refusing to take the shot. Elva Osterreich did the story, and it's a good one. It's brings up lots of questions. Things that would not have crossed my mind certainly are in there.
Mm-hmm. And it's redistricting time. What should we expect?
Well, every 10 years, the New Mexico legislature is tasked with redrawing legislative districts and public education districts based on population shifts identified in the U.S. Census. So the census was last year, so the redistricting gets underway this year. The process has been historically contentious and frequently litigated. In fact, in the last two times before this one, it wound up in a court. And so a new process to draw the districts in a nonpartisan fashion is experiencing pushback and modifications in the legislature right ongoing. We're less than 2 weeks away from the end, so what it'll look like when it comes out, we just still don't know. But you can read about where we are in this week's legislative page, on this week's legislative page, and you can find a lot more updated legislative coverage on other topics on our website at www.LasCrucesBulletin.com.
And now to the arts and the story of the ugly duckling retold.
Yeah, it's a really cute idea, and it's being staged by a Scaffold Theater Company here in Las Cruces. But it has an international cast, it has original songs, and laughter opportunities galore. Mike Cook did the story. It will be streaming soon. He has all the details about the production and its viewing schedule on the cover of this week's Arts and Entertainment section. There's some pretty terrific photos that go along with that story as well. Some really cute kids.
And now to business, and the West Mesa looking to bring some new tenants around.
Yeah, the city manager really pushing the West Mesa. So that industrial park near the airport's getting a new logo and a new marketing push designed, as you said, to bring new tenants and new jobs to the area. The city manager, Ifo Pilo, calls the park a diamond in the rough that just needs a little attention and exposure to help it reach its potential as a job center and manufacturing mecca. And, of course, we had a story last week about improvements at the Las Cruces International Airport. And those two things together, when the industrial park is finished and the airport as it continues to improve, pretty much makes the West Mesa a place where we're going to see a lot more activity, we believe. And as you said, that is in one of our business pages. And, of course, that's all just a sampling of what's in this week's bulletin. There's just a whole lot more. And there's even more content of different types on our website at www.LasCrucesBulletin.com and on our social media presence. So we encourage people to check out all of those areas and look for the print edition on Friday.
All right, Jess, thank you very much for the update. Have a wonderful week.
You too, Casey. Thanks so much.